I'm not going to quit when I get 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 or 110 or 120. If I'm still here, I'm going to still be believing God.
What should be the first thing you do to receive your healing? Find out today with Gloria Copeland and learn how you can live healed under the blessing of the Lord. Next, on the Believer's Voice of Victory Healing School, a place to receive your healing.
I'm going to start with Proverbs 3, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible, verse 1. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. That is really the first law of healing. If you want to live healed, you want to live prosperous, you want to live under the blessing, you do what God says. Now, it's like an automatic thing. You do what God says, and healing comes, prosperity comes. What is that blessing that we've heard about all week? Blessing comes. It's not just, if you just depend on coming to somebody that's got a healing ministry, like we have healing school on Saturday, and or you have to go to the church to get healed, you have to get an appointment with a pastor and have him pray for you, you're missing it. The best thing is to get the word in your heart, keep the word in your eyes, so that you can pray the prayer of faith for yourself, for your family. Faith comes by how? Hearing the word of God. And so we stay strong in healing. You sometimes can't find the pastor. He doesn't live at the church 24 hours a day, just waiting on you to have a symptom. So we keep our faith strong in the word of God. We feed on healing scriptures, amen? And then we act on it. You'll be ready to lay hands on anybody else. You can be in the beauty salon, in the shopping mall, or wherever. I pray for people everywhere. They come up and say, would you pray for me? What am I going to say? No, not here. And actually, I don't mind it. I'm bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're bold in Jesus. So this scripture says in Proverbs 3 in the Amplified, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Here's what you get when you do that. For a length of days and years of a life worth living. You know, it's one thing to live a long time miserable. It's quite another thing to live a long time blessed. Years of a life worth living and tranquility or peace, inward and outward. I like this part. Continuing through old age. What about 99? Would that be through old age? What about 105? Would you still be doing good at 105 according to this scripture if you were alive? Yes. Through old age. Glory to God. Till death. Okay, so this says we're going to have this blessing. Length of days, years of a life worth living, peace, inward, outward. That's in our circumstances, in our body, in our heart. Continuing until we leave here. Continuing through old age. I'm not going to quit when I get 60. I passed that up 7 years ago. I'm not going to quit when I get 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 or 110 or 120. If I'm still here, I'm going to still be believing God. And you know what? If I'm still believing God, I'll still have the blessing. I'll still have exactly what this says. Peace, tranquility, outward and inward, continuing through old age, the Amplified says, till death. Be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord and turn entirely away from evil. You don't have the blessing of God in very much measure if you're going to let evil stay in your life. You know, it's one thing to get born again, but then it's another thing to live in peace and victory and blessing. And so one thing we know that the Word teaches all the way through is we should let go of the old ways and take hold of God's new ways, which bring love, joy, peace. Hallelujah. So you can't just say, okay, I want the prosperity part, or I want the healing part. No, that's what it is. It's a part of a big picture. The big picture is blessing and peace and tranquility and abundance and health. Glory to God. So we take it all. Turn entirely away from evil. That's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. It shall be health when you turn away from evil. It shall be health to your nerves and sinews or your body, moistening to your bones. Hallelujah. So when we turn from evil, we walk with the Lord. We do what He says. Blessing is there. Let's look at Isaiah 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God? I'm still reading in the Amplified. The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. There is no searching of His understanding. Now listen to you. If you're weak this morning, here's your scripture. He gives power to the faint and weary. And to him who has no might, He increases strength. Hallelujah. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, hope in, shall change and renew their strength and power. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. So, you know, you just keep renewing your strength till it's time for you to leave here. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles. They shall walk. They shall run and not be weary. I don't think we're supposed to be tired, do you, according to that? I think if you do it right, you don't have to get tired. They shall, but you got to give God attention. These are people that give God attention, read His Word, stay in His Word, and then they actually do the Word. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. That's us, church. That's us. Hallelujah. We walk and we don't be weary. How come? Because we pay attention to the Lord. We attend, like Proverbs 4 says, we attend to His words and we do the things that He tells us to do there. Bless the Lord. So look at Psalm 103. We're just going to feed on healing scriptures this morning and let faith rise up in us, and we're going to receive healing. You can do this at home. You can do this anywhere. This is the way you live all the time. Get up early enough to spend time in the Word before you hit the world out there. And it'll pay big dividends. Okay, 103, this is a familiar scripture. It's got the good things in it. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Now that's our attitude. That's an attitude of gratitude. Keep an attitude. When you start complaining, you're losing out. When you start grumbling and mumbling, and speaking doubt out your mouth, you know you're in trouble. So what do? You shut up. And you get back in the Word, and you listen to the CDs, and you go to meetings, and you do whatever it takes to get your spirit man back up in ascendancy. If you're born again, you're a spirit. You have a soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. And you live in a body. But the spirit of man is what's connected to God. And the spirit of man being strong and renewed and full of the Word of God keeps the body well, keeps the circumstances good, keeps faith on top where we can just begin at the moment. Don't wait till, you know, things are just done for before you think about the Lord. When things begin to look bad, when you see things that aren't according to what you believe in the Word of God, start going after it. Change it. Don't wait till it's cancer or something. Just go after it. Don't let anything, any sickness come in your body and live there. Glory to God. But you'll not be that way if you don't stay in the Word of God and keep your eyes on it. You'll just put up with stuff. So it says, that's why it says, forget not. This is a charge. Forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Isn't it good that when we do wrong, we mess up, we speak ugly, we get out of love, or we act in selfishness, we can say, Lord, I repent. That wasn't right. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have thought that. I shouldn't have acted that way. Please forgive me for it. We don't forget His benefits. He forgives all our iniquities. Say all of them.
All.
Woo! Who heals all thy diseases.
Amen.
Say all of them.
All.
Or as we say in Texas, all of them.
All.
Glory to God. He heals all our diseases. We bless the Lord, oh my soul. You heal all my diseases. You forgive all my iniquities. Who redeems thy life from destruction? That means from accidents, earthquakes, situations, plane crashes, whatever it could be that would take your life, the scripture covers it. Who redeems my life from destruction? Who does that? The Lord. I bless the Lord. He redeems my life from destruction. That could be sickness and disease. That could be somebody trying to kill you. It could be anything that would take your life. God is on the move. God is on the job if we'll give Him place. He heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from destruction. And then on top of all that, He crowns me with loving kindness. Oh my goodness, think about it. I have peace, I have protection, and then on top of that, the loving kindness just comes on me and crowns me, envelops me, covers me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy. He's tender toward you and me if we'll just flow with Him, if we'll give Him a place. If we'll let faith be coming out our mouth, and the only way to do that is get a word in your heart in abundance, through your eyes and your ears, in your heart, the word speaks out of your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If it's difficult for you to have a healing confession, a safety confession, if you find other things coming out your mouth, it's a heart problem. You got a heart problem. It's not got the word in there in abundance. Well, I know. I've been a Christian all my life, and you know this and you know that. Well, I don't care if you've been a Christian all your life or just part of your life or just yesterday. You've still got to have the word of God in your heart in abundance if it's going to come out your mouth.
Amen.
Glory to God. So that's up to you. How do you get it in your heart in abundance? Well, we're taught in the scriptures it gets in through our eyes and our ears. What you're doing this week is getting the word. This week you're getting it in there in abundance. So you just have to keep that good work up when you go home. Well, you know, I don't have anybody to preach to me. Well, you can find somebody and you have a Bible. And you have the Holy Spirit. He is the best teacher in the church, after all. Everybody else that teaches just follows Him. Hallelujah. You could get it direct. But you'd have to put your eyes and your ears on the Word of God. So this is just a done deal here for us. All we have to do is receive it. He satisfies us with loving kindness and tender mercy. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now you'll like this as you get older, this next one, number 5. Who satisfies thy mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. See, they know. I mean, they know. They're out there. We know. We know. Like Leroy used to say, you know. Well, we know it's good to have our youth renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. I mean, my youth's renewed like the eagles. I've been believing for this for a long time. I feel good. I'm not on any prescription drugs. I don't need any prescription drugs. I don't need any uppers. I wake up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't need any downers because I don't want to go down. I want to go up. Keep going up. Glory to God. Whatever you dare to take from the Word of God, you can have. Who satisfies thy mouth with good. Now that means our mouth's going to be having to speak good. You can't be talking old and get your youth renewed. You can't be talking sick and live in healing. You can't be talking recession and live in blessing. You can't be talking poverty and live in blessing. So what do we talk? We say what God says. We talk the Word of God. You say, well, I don't know where all those scriptures are. Well, you better get busy. We all didn't know where they were when we started. But the more we walked in it and the more we said it and the more they came to our rescue, the more they were in our hearts and in our minds and out our mouth. Hallelujah. So it's a whole big picture of a blessed life is an obedient life.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Tammy Porter lives with her husband, Elliot, and their three children in the city of Chicago. She is a teacher in the public schools, and Elliot serves as an elder in their church. In 2007, during the summer break, Tammy decided that it was time to have a medical checkup, and the results from these routine tests came as an unwelcome surprise.
When I had the mammogram, they told me that there was a questionable mass there. And so the doctor called and said, I want you to have a second mammogram and an ultrasound, but this time I want you to go to the hospital to have it done. So she referred me, and I went to have the second mammogram. When the results came back, she called me and she said, there's something there. And so I had the biopsy done. And when she called me and she said, I want you to come in so we can talk about the findings of the biopsy. And at that point, I knew that there was something that I didn't want to hear. And my immediate response was, oh my goodness. And I started to cry, went in to where my husband was, and I just told him, I said, that was the doctor. She called, she wants me to come and see her tomorrow. And I said, can I have the keys to the church? I need to go and get the peace of God about this because I felt fear trying to grip me. And so I left, I went to the church, I laid out before the Lord and just cried out to him, asking him for his peace and his wisdom in this. And, you know, I shared my heart with him with what I wanted, you know, and what I didn't want to do, you know, regarding this whole situation. And we had a good time. Me and the Lord had a good time in the church. And Actually, it was like an hour before choir rehearsal was supposed to start. So right as I was completing the prayer, people started to come in for choir rehearsal. A good friend of mine, Candy LaFleur, who's part of this ministry worship team, she came in and she began to open up in prayer. But when she opened up in prayer, she went a little bit different than what she normally does, and that she just began to declare that no weapon formed shall prosper. And I had not shared with her that anything was going on with me. And when she said that, it was like an arrow right to my spirit. It's like, this is for you. And I just immediately just began praising the Lord because I knew it was for me.
Tammy Porter knew that she would need help for this battle. So she and Candy LaFleur became partners in prayer and faith. Candy ministers alongside her husband, Stephen, to direct the worship and music ministry of Maranatha Church, serving Stephen's father and senior pastor, Obadiah LaFleur. Candy and Stephen are also anointed members of the Believers Convention's praise and worship team. In the month of August, Tammy's medical diagnosis was confirmed as cancer. She continued to immerse herself in teaching, and she asked the Lord to eradicate this cancer from the root with no chemo or radiation. And the Lord used Candy once again.
She invited me to come to Great Lakes to the Believers Conference. And when we came to the healing school, Gloria Copeland was speaking, and then after the teaching, she had us to stand up and do confessions, which there were a lot of confessions. It went on for a few minutes, but they were just so powerful, and I was just like, wow, this word is going to come to pass. After that, she called for those who wanted hands laid on them, even though they had confessed, but you still may want hands laid on you to come onto the altar. And as soon as I started walking towards the line, I felt such a strong presence of the Lord. I mean, the anointing was so strong on me, I could barely stand. And it's something I've never felt before. And I knew it was power from on high. I knew that.
Tammy believed that her healing was complete. When she returned home, Elliot had studied and meditated on the power of the blood of Jesus. And he shared this with Tammy. They took communion together, and the presence of God was very evident. The Porters were peaceful and confident as Tammy submitted to the surgery and 1 week later received the surgeon's report.
Now, she said that the pathology report is saying that there was no evidence of the cancer. There's nothing in the cells that they took, the lump that was taken out.
So they took out the lump, they took it off to pathology, and they said, there's no cancer here.
They didn't find anything or any evidence that it was ever there.
How do you explain that, Tammy?
God's hand. God did it. That's the only explanation I have for it, is that he did it.
And your prayer was there would be no chemo, no radiation. You didn't want to go through all that.
No.
Did God answer that prayer?
Absolutely. Didn't have 1 day of chemo, no radiation.
You could have allowed the enemy to implant all kinds of horrible images and thoughts, and I'm sure he tried.
Oh, yeah. but I had to cast them down immediately. I couldn't allow them to even stay a second because I'm thinking, I have children. I don't want anyone else raising my children. I don't want my husband to have another wife, you know. So, devil, you wanted a fight? We have a fight, you know, and I'm going to fight you with the word of God. And I'm not buckling down no matter what I see. I'm not buckling down. I'm not moved. I'm standing. And I would always say, this will be a testimony. This will be a testimony.
Praise the Lord, what a great testimony. Tammy had some powerful weapons against cancer. The name of Jesus, the Word of God, the blood of Jesus. She took communion to get into her mind and her emotions what Jesus did for her, and she had agreement in prayer. Hallelujah. She believed she did not have to have radiation or chemotherapy, and she cast down all bad thoughts. She didn't allow her faith to waver. God healed her. Isn't that great? God is no respecter of persons. He'll heal you. He loves you. He cares for you. I'm going to pray for you today. And we'll specifically pray for cancer, but we'll pray for every sickness and every disease to be gone from you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person all over the world, wherever they are listening to this broadcast. And we come to agreement for healing. They are ready for to be healed. I am believing God for their healing, and we're both receiving that healing when we pray. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke sickness, disease off your body. I rebuke every trace of cancer. I command you, cancer, you dry up and you come out of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rheumatism, every crippling disease be gone in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity, it says that Jesus healed them all, regardless of their infirmity, and He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He's the healer. Be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what you have to do to receive is to take it. You take it now. You take your healing. You say, I take my healing. I have it. I rebuke every symptom. I'll have no symptoms of sickness and disease or weakness or any deficiency in my body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Scripture teaches us when we believe we receive based on the Word of God, and our Scripture is that Jesus Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by His stripes we were healed. We're taught that if we'll take hold of that Scripture, a Scripture, if it's a Scripture about prosperity, take hold of a prosperous Scripture. But this is healing. Now, you take it, you keep it, you say, I'm healed in the name of Jesus, and you refuse to be sick. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit us at kcm.org. There you can purchase this broadcast and other KCM products. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. Come to these exciting meetings. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Our part is to walk with God. Our part is to let God be God. Now, if we don't know what God says, we can't do a good job of that. We have to go to the Word.